Hello, welcome to Underdog Inspiration. This is your host, Lamont Turner, where we help people win through education and motivation in all areas of their life.
Okay, hopefully, yeah.
Absolutely. So I guess you're going to be on the path of entrepreneurship, essentially, yeah. Correct?
Yeah, exactly.
So in your business school training that you're about to complete, how would you define entrepreneurship?
Well, I mean, entrepreneurship for me is, it goes down to, how you yourself, you know, deal with your problems and how, you know, you address everything that you want to do. And, you know, it comes down to how you deal with the problems and how you address them.
Okay. So there's definitely a problem that you're trying to solve. Is that correct?
Yeah, a problem. I'd say a problem.
Yeah. With technology and everything, there's all types of ways to kind of address problems. Have you identified the problem that you want to address on your entrepreneurial route request?
Usually, if we look at how, you know, most entrepreneurs today are, usually find there's some kind of problem or there's some sort of, you know, solution or alternative. So, yeah, it usually goes down to, you know, attaining a goal, fixing a problem. So, you know, there's like an objective at the end that you got to get, you know?
Yeah. How do you go about assessing or validating or determining your problem? I know you have an idea sometimes that you may think is a problem, but how do you go about actually, you know, determining that it's an actual problem?
I think first what you have to do is that you got to look at what's going on all around you. I mean, for example, if you want to, you know, address a problem, for example, if you want to address a problem for the younger people, you know, I mean, you're going to look at, you know, what causes what, meaning that you're going to look at what's happening with them, you know, engage in a discussion, you know, try to really get their point of view, try to look what's going on all around them, you know, to see how people are dealing with a certain issue. And yeah, it all goes down to looking at the background and everything else.
Yeah. I mean, do you have a questionnaire format? Do you have a template that you go about? You know, do you use that? Have you created something yourself? Do you have authors that you kind of lean on at all?
Yeah, exactly.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly. You, for example, I mean, usually what you're going to find is that usually there's like, you know, question format, you know, like you ask questions to people that are concerned with the problems. I mean, for example, if you look at technology, for example, you look at the protection of you know, privacy and data. I mean, you're gonna ask the question to the people that are concerned with the problem. You know, if it is about, you know, if you wanna, you know, go on about, you know, fixing, you know, privacy, you know, problems in companies or anything like that. You know, you're gonna ask the companies. You're gonna, you know, try to really, you know, I think asking questions and being, you know, trying to assess what people are also thinking about this problem can be good, as, you know, it can fuel your own, you know, your own idea, and you can, you know, you can build maybe a bigger and better idea, I think.
Absolutely. I don't know if you're familiar with Ash Moria. He's the author of Running Lean.
Yeah.
And so it's about startups and the process that they go through in order to ideate their ideas and kind of validate it. And I like the fact that you're using the terminology that he always uses, which is problem, meaning that so many in their idea or their mind that what the solution should be before they go throughout assessing what the problem is. And so Ash Moria kind of advocates on falling in love with the problem. Like, you got to be passionate about whatever that problem is,
yeah,
so that you can really discover, you know, what people feel is a necessary solution. So I thought that was pretty interesting. What's that?
And I feel like that, you know, when you're dealing with a problem, I mean, I feel like today, you know, in the time that we live in, people have already, you know, fixed the problem somehow. You know, there's already someone that has thought about, you know, fixing the same problem as you, and he's probably has done it, you know, very differently than you. But I think what's interesting is that, you know, today is that the fact that, I mean, we can and we have the power to fix, you know, anything that we want, and using, you know, our own set of values and using, you know, ourselves to fix a problem. And, you know, that, I mean, you can feel yourself live in you fixing the problem, and you can, you know, do things your way, and which is something that, you know, for me seems interesting, because, you know, you fix your problems with your solutions. And, you know, I find this quite attracting, you know, to get in.
Yeah, exactly. Now, are you going to take a tech route, or, I don't know, what's going to be your route as far as entrepreneurship? Are you going to do a brick and mortar, or, you know?
Yeah, I mean, for that, I don't know if I have, you know, quite, you know, clear picture of how is it I really want to do it for now, because, you know, I believe that, you know, I've just, you know, it's, I mean, I have not finished my education yet, you know, so I said to myself that, you know, I'm going to, you know, be open to opportunities, you know, look at what's going on all around me, you know, if maybe I can, you know, find this way, you know, to develop myself in, you know, but usually I think that for now I prefer to be, you know, looking and, you know, assessing, we go back to assessing. I really am assessing, you know, everything all around me, you know, and, you know, hopefully that in the future, you know, I'll have the, you know, the, you know, I'll
exactly.
Go for it. I'll try to do it my way again, try to fix, you know, what I have to fix, or, you know, do things, you know, that I felt passionate about, because for me, passion, I mean, really remains at the center of everything. I mean, if I'm not passionate about something, I'm not going to do it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I think that is a case for everyone.
Yeah.
Because if they're not even passionate about it, they're not going to bring their best selves to the situation, yeah, and they're ultimately going to go out of business.
Exactly. You know, as I said, you know, I'm a student, and I work on the weekends on a part-time job, you know, to get some money. And, you know, it's like a McDonald's, you know, it's like a fast food restaurant. And, you know, I see lots of people in there, you know, you see students, you see people working there as the, you know, full-time job. And I mean, usually what comes out of, I mean, of these people is that usually, I mean, they tell you, I mean, they have to work because, you know, they have to work, and there's no drive behind it all. There's no, you know, I want to, you know, build something, you know, build an experience and everything else, which is sad because, I mean, it kills, you know, creativity, it kills, you know, leadership too. Because you're like, you know, I have to follow this, you know, way of functioning, and, you know, I'm not making my own. So I believe that you have to feel passionate no matter what is it you do, especially in leadership.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. That's awesome. That, I guess, how many more years of business school do you have?
I've just completed my first year of business school this last month. So I still have, I'm going to try to go for the 5-year, you know, course. There's a 3-year course, but I'm going to try to go for the 5-year course. So I still have 4 years to, you know, to look for. So yeah, still 4 years for me of, you know, learning, meeting new people, and, you know, everything else.
Awesome. Now, did you take out a student loan, or?
No, I took out a student loan because, you know, my parents and my family, they're the, you know, second generation of immigrants. So, you know, I kind of started from nothing to, you know, not nothing at all, but, you know, we started low. And, you know, I hope, you know, with the studies and maybe the opportunity that I'm going to get tomorrow, I'm going to, you know, be able to, you know, if someday I have kids or whatever, I'm going to, you know, if they can, you know, start better than I did, I mean, it's going to be my pleasure, I think.
Awesome. I think that's awesome that, you know, you came over with the American dream.
Yeah.
And you're pursuing it and you're investing in it. And really, entrepreneurship, as we talked about as well, it's a journey, but it's also a risk, as you've actually alluded to where you're taking out a student loan.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know if your business is going to be successful or not. And I think that's one of the nuances of entrepreneurship, to where you have to take a risk and pursue that journey.
You know, I think that it's, you know, it's a big risk, especially when, you know, when you're young and, you know, you're trying, you know, to, you know, to accomplish, you know, your education, you're trying to accomplish, you know, more, you know, you're trying to go bigger than yourself. And I think it is, you know, risky, but I mean, it, you know, it's you, I mean, you build experience like you never built before, and you know, you're going to go further than you've ever done before and you've never gone before. Also, so I believe that, yeah, it's a risk, but I believe, you know, it's enriching and it's like, you know, it's pushing you to be your better self. And yeah.
Oh, no. Hey, I'm an advocate for it. So a quote that someone shared with me one time, it was a card actually, and it was a female she wanted to date. And I was like, I don't know, you know? And so, you know, I thought it'd be risky. And then she wrote on the front of the card, it is a risk to love, on the front of it. And then when you open it up, no, it says on the front of it, says it is a risk to love. What if it doesn't work out? And then you open it up, it says, what if it does?
Yeah.
And so, exactly. And so for entrepreneurs, as they're actually pursuing this unknown journey to whether it's going to work out or not, you know, like you have that passion. Man, wow, how awesome. But what if it does? That's what drives the change in our world every day. People are fighting resistance to actually get that, what if it does? And people are dependent on that.
Actually, so an image, you know, that kind of sums up what you're just seeing right now. It was like, you know, there was a fence, and, you know, there were, you know, sheep, you know, just, you know, walking down. And they were all like blocked by the fence, and you could look all around and there were no fences, just on this place. And really, you can understand that sometimes we only view the negative, the difficulty, but we don't look around and we don't try, you know, to go and dream bigger and to go, you know, out of the box kind of way. And it was a very beautiful image. I don't know what you think of it, but for me, it was a very beautiful image.
Oh, no doubt, man. I'm all about no boundaries, man. And did you say there was sheep, right?
Yeah, sheep. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oftentimes sheep just follow the one in front of them, right?
And yeah, exactly.
And you know, unfortunately, like you said, people at the restaurant that you're working at occasionally, sometimes, you know, they're following that sheep path that they saw someone else follow, and they're not creating their own. And so, hey, I'm all about it, man. I want to be a shepherd and not a sheep, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And especially, I mean, the way that our world turns nowadays, you know, I mean, it's often, you know, the biggest guy in the room or the guy, the, you know, the most, you know, the loudest voice that usually leads, you know. And, you know, I'm a small guy, you know, I'm not tall, I don't have the strongest voice. You know, some people, you know, don't really, you know, give me credit for my own, you know, my own action. They don't usually view me as the, you know, the leader of the room. But, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes down, you know, to, you know, taking decisions and, you know, trying to do stuff, you know, I usually come out on top, because, you know, I know what kind of sacrifice to make, and, you know, and it's something that I'm not usually given credit for. But, you know, that's the risk, you know, when you're trying to go out of your way. Usually it takes lots of, you know, lots of difficulties, but at the end, it's just so rewarding.
Hey, definitely. I definitely understand. There's no doubt that you're going to the top. And, you know, thanks for your time, for sharing your story and your motivation for others. Because as they hear this as well, you know, they'll actually be inspired to actually take that same investment in themselves and pursue their passion.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's just it. I hope that, you know, with what I said, I motivate some people, you know, to go bigger than themselves, and because it's just the best road they can take.
Absolutely. Hey, well, enjoy. I enjoyed this time, and we'll talk soon on the next time.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for sharing time with us at Underdog Inspirations. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you follow us so that you can stay tuned to learn how you can get your victory in the next topic of life.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.